I don't accept your apology at all. I think it was rude. I think it was inappropriate. Even the way you guys talk about me after the fact, your apology then means nothing to me.
You can see him say, I said, okay, cool, we're friends. He goes, no, no, like, I still find you attractive. Yeah.
Come on.
And then the next 2 days, he was still on me.
Was he acting like he missed Jesse in there?
I'm going to let my good girl Cynthia over here answer that for you.
Not at all. Not at all.
Your feelings towards Olivia?
Live, man. Live.
Welcome back to another episode of Reality, and you know the vibe. We are talking Love Island. By the way, we've now got merchandise. Mugs, t-shirts, hoodies. Make sure you click on that link below to get all of that. Now look, it's as Love Island has just been catastrophic. It has been mad. I've been crying at my screen, screaming at my screen. Movie night was a madness, so I need to debrief with these two Casa babes, Layla and Cynthia, everybody. How are you girls? You right?
Yeah, good, yes, good.
You're looking so
good.
Radiant and just happy.
Yeah, I think we
happy
are.
Happy to be here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be back in the UK now?
Good. Very, very good. As much as we loved South Africa, yeah. I think there's certain things that you miss from back home that, you know, you can't get in.
The views must have been amazing, though, in
oh
South
my
Africa.
God, stunning.
Wow.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Absolutely stunning.
Have you been before to South Africa?
I haven't, no.
I had 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah,
why did you go?
School trip.
Hold up.
Can you imagine?
So my school trips, they were taking me to what, Fort Park? I was going to Fort Park on my school trip, and you're going to South Africa.
Mad.
No, stop.
Mad. When she told me that, I didn't even have any words.
No.
I was just like, okay.
We're not
going
to be friends.
How did it feel walking in the villa? Well, the Castle Wall, that must have been mad.
Oh, it was madness.
It must have been like, I'm about to enter Love Island.
Because we all met for the first time at that moment as
really?
Well.
Really?
Yeah. So it wasn't like we knew each other beforehand. No. So like literally, I remember us being in like these tents and they were like, you can't look. You can't look at each other. You can't look.
What?
Trying to get a sneaky
peek. Yeah, literally. So like whenever we turn around, they'll be like, nope, there's a van, turn. So we didn't know each other before.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been surreal though.
Yeah.
Being on like the TV production set and everything and all that jazz.
And how it works.
Yeah. But look, let's head straight into Casa Amor. Obviously, you lot's jobs was to go in there and steal someone's man.
Yeah.
It was to get your place in the villa.
Yeah.
But I feel like you both, I can't lie. Out of all the cast of girls, you two were the most successful. You two caused the most ruckus.
Accidentally.
Yes, not on purpose.
No, but you were given a job and, you know, you met the requirements of the assignment.
Yeah. Check.
Literally, let's start talking about you, Layla, with Will. Like,
please.
We saw on camera straight away, this was a no-brainer. There was something there.
There was, yeah, I think there definitely was. I mean, it was a weird one because if I'm spilling a bit of tea, which, you know, we're here to do, I came in and I instantly connected with Kai, actually.
Wow.
There was no Will in sight. Okay. I fancied Will from episode one when I first saw him, but he was not somebody... You don't go in to Casa Amor and think, oh, I'm going to go for somebody that is fully closed off.
Yeah.
Obviously not.
No, yeah, of course.
So I was never going for Will. That was just not going to go. That was just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Kai and me kissed about 4 times in the challenge.
Wow.
He carried me up to his bed. We were meant to share a bed together.
He carried
that
you to
night.
His bed?
Yeah, as part of the
Kai.
Challenge.
Kai!
Yeah.
Everyone was like, why are you picking
Pick
her up?
Me
though?
Up, like, oh. This sexy 6'4" man.
So you thought, this is who I'm going to be with.
Oh, yeah, fully. Mm. And then, you know, things continued. And next time next thing I know, it's just Will's just pulling me nonstop. So he
made the move on you.
Will made the move on me.
Wow.
And I will say that on my grave.
Yeah.
Will made the moves on me.
Wow.
Yeah. But I thought it was friendly at first. Mm. I just thought he was cheeky, friendly, you know, I mean, a bit flirty, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he just comes out with, oh, you're going to turn my head. I was like, eh?
So it's like he wanted his head to be turned.
It was mad. I think, obviously there was a connection there.
Yeah.
He wouldn't just say that.
Mm. Why do you think he wanted his head to be turned?
I have absolutely... The only thing I can think is, obviously, we see snippets of the show before.
Yeah.
He came across as very much one personality, which was just like the funny, the joker guy.
Mm.
We didn't see his like sexy, flirty personality. And I feel like, obviously, that came out a bit more with me.
Mm.
Whether that came out as well with Jesse, I don't know. We've not seen it.
Yeah.
Mm.
So he even said himself that I bring out a different side to him.
And the boys said that.
What side is that? So that's the sexy, that's the flirtatious
side. I think so. The more like, yeah, that kind of side. Yeah. And the boys all said, like, you know, he's got a pep in his step or whatever the saying is. Yeah. They've never seen Will like this before. So there was obviously something between us that got cut off real quick.
Mm. Interesting.
Interesting.
So there was kissing. How intimate did you guys get?
Not very, to be fair, unfortunately. No, we kissed three times. We kissed three times. But then it was interesting because although we had that chat of like, you know, my head's with Jesse, my heart's with Jesse. Mm. Also in that conversation, I rewatched it. You can see him say, I said, okay, cool, we're friends. He goes, no, like I still find you attractive. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah. Come and on. Then the next 2 days, he was still on me. Yeah. Like, he was still flirting. He was still saying things. Like, he asked me to watch him have a shower outside. Like, he was still being flirty with me.
This is really weird. Can we talk? So, you know, let's talk about time durations here. Yeah. Timelines. So let's talk about, let's just say the day that happened to the day of the recoupling. How many days in gap was this? What, three?
Day. That day and then the next day.
Yeah.
So that evening and the next day.
On one day, he was saying to you what? Watch me shower.
Yeah.
The day after he was crying.
Yeah.
At the Castle Moore recoupling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make it make sense, please.
Yeah.
Make it make sense, please. That's what I'd make it make sense.
And I was very much clear. I said to him, when he said that, I was like, that is cool. Like, let's not deep it. Friends. I asked him to wingman me. Mm. You know, it wasn't deep from my side. I wasn't like, you know, but he, I don't know.
Wow. And was he acting like he missed Jesse in there?
I'm going to let my good girl Cynthia over here answer that for you.
Not at all. Not at all. I'll be so real. Not at all. Not at all.
What was this 5% business, you know?
Oh, yeah. So when he was like, oh, you know, I've only been like 5% of the man. I was thinking, what are you talking about?
What do you mean 5%?
You were exactly the way you are. Like, I don't actually know what you were talking about. Maybe you felt that way, but the way you were showing us was you were exactly the way you were. There was nothing different about him. No. Nothing.
So from your lens in Casa Amor, from your eyes, how do you feel he was acting?
Like normal Will.
Yeah. The time he's not is now.
Yeah, like if anything, even when he was with Layla, he was this different person. Like these two literally are like two peas in a pod.
Wow.
Literally two peas in a pod. So now, what I'm seeing now, I don't know.
I don't know. Let me hold my tongue here for a minute.
I don't know.
So should Jesse trust him?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Look,
because of...
I like Will. Like, there's no disputing that Will is a nice guy. Like, I like Will. He's a lovely, lovely guy. But it just boils down to what all these boys are doing in the villa. You're sugarcoating things.
Mm.
You did the most. You actually did the most and you're sugarcoating it just so you don't have to deal with the passer in between.
I also think a big part of that is as well, like, I did not pursue Will.
No, exactly.
Mm.
At all.
Wow.
Yeah.
He pulled me. He asked me up to the terrace. He did it all. He asked me for a kiss. He said, okay, does this mean we're sharing a bed? Everything was him. Yeah. I didn't pursue that boy. So, like, this whole narrative of how, like, oh, she's beeline for him. She's, you know, manipulated him. Did I?
No.
Mm.
No.
Does Will love Jesse?
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
I can't answer on his name.
Cynthia, you've got a lot to say over there.
But love is...
I plead the fifth.
Plead that fifth.
Oh my gosh.
Look, you've got to remember, in there it's so intense.
Yeah.
It's so intense. So the word love...
People just... Obviously just throwing out here...
They're throwing it around like it's nothing.
Obviously out here, the word love is like, whoa.
Yeah.
So that's why everyone's like, rah, like you lot are throwing this word around. But when you're in there... Like I said on After Sun, 2 days feels like 2 weeks, man. Mm. It's not a joke. It's actually not a joke. Like, it is very intense in there.
How did you feel at the Casa recoupling when you saw Will?
Do you know why I was disappointed?
Yeah.
Because we'd had so many conversations where this boy is telling me, you know, I think you're so amazing. This is obviously not easy. I don't want you to see you go, like all this stuff. Being nice to me, you know, and really talking highly of me, to me and to other people.
Yeah.
To then use the words that he used, mistake, it's just like, ugh.
What words hurt you that he used?
Mistake.
Wow.
Being referred to as a mistake.
Yeah.
Especially so, when you made those decisions and you convinced me. I came in as Casa. I'm meant to be on the mission. This boy is pulling me. I don't even have time for a mission because he's taking that away. To then refer to me as a mistake is just not it. It's really not it. And like... I don't know. He knows. Because at the end of that, he came straight when we were saying goodbye to me.
Yeah.
And I could just see him in like the side of my eyes. And I was just like hugging Ron, hugging Shaq, like everybody else I could possibly get close to getting to Will. And then he tried to say something to me. I just gave him a hug and just walked off. Like, he knows. He is a good guy at heart.
Yeah.
So, but then he had to say what he had to say for Jesse. Like, if he played it, you know, that something was there, then... And him and her wouldn't work out at all. So it's just
so Love those, Island, man. So those tears we saw, were you buying them?
Who's?
Will's
or Jesse's? No. Will doesn't cry and he's never cried. He told me he's never cried in his life and I didn't see tears. I'm not buying those tears, unfortunately.
And obviously you...
I don't doubt that he's sad.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that he's sad and he's in a tricky situation. But I'm not buying the tears.
So you spoke to Jessie, obviously, when all the girls linked up. And she was crying, wasn't she? Were you buying her tears?
Plead the fifth.
Why are you not laughing?
Look, I think...
Were you buying Jessie's tears?
I plead the fifth.
No, you can't.
She pled the fifth.
Because it wasn't related to me. That's why.
Look, all I want to say is you can do a lot on that show. I was crying that day.
Yeah.
Did you see my tears? Yeah. No.
No, exactly, yeah.
So things are shown in certain ways. Think people can do certain things. That's all I'm going to say on that.
So basically on TikTok, and I made a video about that whole episode and Jesse crying. And I was like, guys, like, the girl keeps crying, like her tear ducts must just be popping. Like, there must be, do you know what I mean? But then people are like, well, what are you talking about? There's no water coming out. There's no tears coming out.
Yeah.
Where you guys were there, did you actually see anything dropping down the cheeks?
No.
Okay, listen, let me just say it now. Let me just say it now and just get it done and over with. And we can move on.
Thank you.
Okay. No, there were no tears. Okay.
Wow.
I remember whispering to Sammy because I was right next to her. You lot got to remember, I was standing right next to this girl, yeah?
Mm.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to Sammy, I was like, Sammy, do you see any tears? I didn't see any.
But everyone's saying it.
Yeah, look, everyone is saying it. I had
but
a
you
first
were there,
time, yeah.
So you had...
There were no tears.
We saw IRL.
Yeah. IRL, yeah. There was nothing. Even in the girls' chat, there was nothing.
Yikes.
There was nothing. There was nothing.
It is what it is. What do we think about them as a couple? Like, do we feel like they're genuine? Do we feel like they're going to go the way? What do we think now?
Because
it seems like after movie night, especially, Jessie's just not trusting him.
Because
I feel
know.
Like she kind of knows the reality.
Yeah.
But I don't know. She seems a bit like torn between the two.
Oh, do you know what? I actually just don't know at this point. It's almost like they're made for each other at this point.
Yeah.
Why are they made for each other?
It's just this story of Jesse having a go at him but saying, but I love you, and then Will being like, I'm really sorry and I don't want to make you feel that way, but I also love you, and then just like back and forth and back and forth, and it's like boring and just like, just do your thing together. Do your thing. Yeah. Win the show. People love you. If you love each other, like, that is amazing.
Yeah.
But, you know, Shaq and Tanya, on the other hand, that is real. That is real, real, real. They are fighting. They are crying. They are everything.
We're going to get into them in a bit. But Cynthia, we need to talk about
your
Mr. Oluwa Casey.
Oluwa Casey.
We need to talk about Oluwa Casey. Oluwa Casey.
Oluwa Casey. Right.
Go on. Talk me through it. How did that start from the beginning?
Casey was not on my radar.
No.
At all whatsoever. He was really? Not on my radar at all.
No.
So I went in there for Jordan, Shaq, and maybe Will, just purely because Will kind of looks like one of my exes, right? Obviously, Jordan got booted out the night before, so I was like, sick. Now what do I do? Plans just gone to nothing, right? So then I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to get to know, I'm probably just going to focus on Shaq realistically, right? So I went in there and they're all very good looking. They're all very, very good looking. I think we all kind of said this, like, in person, they're massive.
Giants.
Yeah, in person, they're absolutely massive. So we were like, wow, okay, this is actually harder than we thought. So then I remember having the first chat with Casey just because he was in front of me. So I was like, Casey, do you want to go for a chat? Because you're in front of me, so let's just go. So we were talking on the beanbags. It was a very basic, boring conversation just to like get to know him. So when he was like, yeah, you're in my top three, I'm thinking, what for? Because the conversation was actually very dry. Like, it was actually a very dry conversation. Yeah, it was a dry conversation, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
And then
so when he said that at that point, did you think it was being genuine? Did you think that he was being like real, for real?
Yeah, because they kind of all say that, don't they? Who's your top three? They'll chuck
like,
you in.
Yeah, I feel like just because I did that with the boys, though. Yeah. So whenever the boys spoke to me, I didn't want them knowing what my top three were. So I'd be like, yeah, you are in my top three too.
So that's what everyone's doing. I knew it.
Come on, everyone does that. Because no one wants to, like, you know, to know who your top three is. So now, obviously, the evening came when I was in that first night in the blue dress. And that conversation was actually a very, very, very long conversation. And it was, a lot of stuff wasn't aired in that conversation. Casey loves Nigerian food, you know.
Wow.
Casey, his best friend is Nigerian.
Really?
Casey knows about the fufu.
Really?
Casey knows about the okra and the red stew and the
egusi. Oluwa Casey.
He knows about all of this. He knows about all of it. And I remember being taken aback by it because I was like, that's actually quite sexy.
Yeah.
Like, it's attractive. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's attractive. So
but that was a big deal as well. 100% for you. Like, 100%. You know, you can't just like, if it's different cultures, like, they need to come together. Yeah, or it needs to be opened. You know what I mean? 100%. There are often issues with that. And
this boy loves spicy food, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, I remember asking him what his favourite thing was to get at Nando's. I was thinking, oh, here we go. Like, I was like, don't tell me lemon and herb is your spice. Because, like, I need to, do you know what I mean? He was like, nah, I'll get extra hot or, like, hot or extra hot. I was thinking, we literally have the same Nando's order, me and this boy. So me and him got on very, very well. And even, like, the conversation where they're like, oh, what's your favorite sex position? He started that conversation.
Oh, they always started
it. He started that conversation. I did not start that conversation. He started that conversation by talking about the challenge and how I had mentioned that that position that we were in with Will was my favorite position. And I was like, nah, I was lying. And he was like, oh, so what's your favorite sex position? And obviously they've like, changed all of that.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then obviously we were bantering about the bed situation, right? Obviously, you can tell that that conversation was banter, like it wasn't like a serious conversation. But later on that evening in the bedroom, I went straight to my own bed. Him, Will, Sammy and myself were there in the bedroom. And Sammy was like, oh, Casey, like, is anyone sharing a bed with you? And he was like, oh, no, it's open for whoever wants to get in it.
Oh.
And I was like in my bed, in my own bed, like just with my water bottle, like, I'm just going to mind my business. Because I remember saying to the girls, I'm not going to go into his bed unless he asks me. Because, like, he doesn't know me. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not just going to hop in your bed. Yeah. Like, obviously, we've bantered about it. But be real. Like, I'm going to wait for you to ask me.
Yeah.
And then Sammy was like, oh, Cynthia, like, are you going to get in? And obviously, Casey's staring at me. And I'm thinking, so I'm like, okay, cool, fine. Like, I'll go in your bed then. And I remember going in the bed and I just felt uncomfortable. I felt uncomfortable, remember? I felt really, really uncomfortable because he was on the other end of the bed. I was on the other end of the bed. There was this massive gap in between and I just felt really, really uncomfortable. So the next day, the girls are having a debrief and I'm like, oh, do you know what, girls? I don't think I want to pursue this because I'm getting mixed signals. Like, the energy in bed wasn't where I was feeling. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just... And then later on, I think I was having either a conversation with Shaq or Ron on the sun deck. Mm. And Casey comes over and he's like, yeah, can I steal her for a chat? And I'm thinking, what could you possibly want to talk to me about? Like, you know, he was like, oh, like, how's your morning going? Da, 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 da. I was like, yeah, like, it's going good. And he was like, well, I'm glad you shared a bed with me. And I was like,
you what?
I was like, were you? Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, like, you know, why? Why did you say that? And I was like, because, like, it was awkward, Casey.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, like, I didn't want to make you feel that way. Like, it's just because I was really tired. So I am really sorry if I've made you feel uncomfortable. And I was, bear in mind, I'm already standoffish at this point. So I'm like, cool, like, fine, whatever. And then we started having other conversations, like deep conversations in between that. That's the conversation where he was talking about going to the gym as a first date.
Yeah.
And then the second night happened, and obviously he pulled me for that chat to kiss me. But what you lot didn't see is that him and Sammy had an argument as well.
Oh,
do you remember? What? Yeah, him and Sammy had a, do you remember?
No, so Casey came over to me, Will and Ron on the bed, and he was fuming. And I'm like, what's just gone on?
What's gone on, yeah.
What has gone on? This boy is fuming, like absolutely fuming. Yeah, and they'd had this mad, like, I don't know if it was an argument or like
a disagreement.
Yeah. What was they disagreeing over?
So essentially, one of the boys said to me that Casey already had it in his mind that he was going to kiss me that night, right? Mm. Cool. So before the kiss, him and Sammy have had a conversation, and he's basically said to Sammy, like, oh, I'm a bit of a slow burner, like blah, 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 blah. And then he's come and pulled me for a chat, kissed me, and then obviously I've gone to the girls like, girls, I can't believe this has happened, blah blah blah. And then Sammy's like, hold on, you just said you're a slow burner, like, how are you now kissing, like, that doesn't make any sense.
Ooh.
Right. So then she pulls in for a chat, and then them two are just kind of, I didn't hear it because, like, I was nowhere near it, but it wasn't good. And then I pulled in for a chat to go to the terrace the night of the straddle.
Yeah.
And he was talking to me, and he was like, yeah, nah, like, it's just drama that I don't need. Like, I don't understand why she's getting on to me about it, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it wasn't good. But overall, I only pulled Casey for like two chats.
Wow. Was he acting like he was missing Claudia or wanted Who's that? Claudia?
No.
Who's that? no, respectfully.
Come on.
Respectfully, he never mentioned her name once.
Really?
Never mentioned her name what? Once. The only time he mentioned her was when he was talking about if she would recouple. Like, in the sense of he was asking everyone, like, oh, who do you think is going to recouple? And we were like, oh, Claudia. And he was like, yeah, that makes sense, because obviously we've only been together for about 3 days. He never mentioned her, like, oh, I miss her, or, you know, Claudia's this, Claudia's that. Like, never once. Never once.
Wow.
Never once. At all.
So obviously at the recoupling, it was just a madness, really. Yeah. Before the recoupling, let's just say the day of or the day before, I don't know how it worked, the day of.
Yeah.
Did you have any idea in your mind that maybe he might go back to Claudia? Did you think, yeah, it's a defo, it's 100%,
nah,
I'm going back in with him?
I was like, 100, remember we had the conversation, I was like, 100%, this boy is picking me. That's why I was like, as much as I knew it was 50-50, I knew it was a 50-50 towards me.
Wow.
Because I was like, the way he was talking to me before the recoupling, we had a full-on conversation about, like, his childhood, about life outside the villa, what we were going to do outside the villa. And he made it very, very apparent. He was like, look, I'm drawn to you. Like, he was like, you're the only person that I'm interested in getting to know. You're the only person that I want to get to know. Basically, things like that. And I'm thinking, sick. Like, I'm like, yeah. Like,
so you thought, it's about to go down.
Yeah, for real. And I remember talking to Layla about it, talking to all the girls about it. And I was like, he's practically told me, like, it's me.
So when you girls were standing there, was he making eye contact with you?
This boy weren't looking at me.
When Claudia walked in, he was like this.
Who?
He was like this.
This boy did not look at me, right? He didn't look at me. Cowards. Absolute cowards. Absolute cowards. He did not look at me at all. Bear in mind, before we had even... this is what grinds my gears. Even before we walked out, right? Yeah. He was making eye contact with me. He was talking with me.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Yeah. Flirting with me like normal.
Stop it. So in his head, he had his own agenda. He knew what he was going to do.
Like normal, right? And then we come out. It's cold. It's windy. And you want to say, I'm going to stick. Because obviously we're there in silence, right? All the girls gasped. They were like... Because honestly, like how... We were together all the time.
I just thought it was weird, yeah. Man. Yeah. You've seen this girl for 3 days. Just take somebody else in as well. Yeah. Like, it's weird.
But how did you feel in that moment, though?
I was like, cool. I was like, no. I was like, cool. Okay, like, wow.
It wasn't
like,
cool. You were crying.
No, in the sense of no.
We were not like, cool.
Babe, you were crying. Let's be real. Let's call this spade a spade.
I was like,
no.
Cool. Okay, fuck. Cool. Bitch. I'm not gonna say nothing here.
No, but I know what you mean. You were like,
no,
all right, cool.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
I was in shock. I was in shock. So it was like, initially it was like, oh, okay. Like, cool. And then it was like, wait, hold on. This is embarrassing.
Yeah, she
like,
was
this,
embarrassed.
This is embarrassing. Like, I'm I'm closed off, right, until you show me a reason to open up to you. He showed me a reason to open up to him. So when I open myself up to you, I really open myself up to someone. And yeah, okay, 2 days. Yeah, like I knew the boy for only 2 days, whatever. Like I still liked him.
It is intense.
It's very intense.
You and liked for, that boy.
Oh, 100%. Like even the scene where you're like, I'm beautiful, I'm sexy. Yeah, I don't want, listen, I was adamant like in my head that this boy was going to pick me just with the way he was moving, with the way he was, the things that he was saying. And then for you to say you're going to stick with Claudia, right? And then the reason why I was crying, one, I was embarrassed.
You were
right?
embarrassed. That was
Two,
really tough.
It was also when I made, so it wasn't aired, but I was like, oh, I guess I'm the girl that never gets picked, right?
No.
And that's what I said. And then Ron goes, Cynthia, like, I promise you, like, someone will pick you one day. And that's when I started crying. It wasn't necessarily to do, oh, Casey's stuck, and bang, I'm crying. That was why I was crying in between, because I made that comment about myself. Obviously, I'm quite harsh on myself.
Yeah.
And then obviously Ron was like, no, like, it's fine. And that's when I really started to cry.
So what do you feel happened here? Do you feel like, why did he do that? Did you feel used? Do you feel...
100% I felt used. I've come from situationships where, and casual relationships where I'm used. So to then go on TV and have my open myself up, and I specifically told Casey about all the things that have happened to me, like in regards to like my previous relationships and the fact that I've been hurt. And then you're going to go do that, regardless if you were having fun and it was a lad's holiday for you. You didn't have to play with someone's feelings in order to do that. You actually didn't have to do that. And then even when I left, you're talking about me like I'm a bit of dirt on the bottom of your shoe. Like, it's disrespectful. I haven't said anything bad about the boy, and I'm not going to, but it's disrespectful.
But you've obviously seen now what he said about you. How do you feel about the comments he's made? Is there anything that he's said particularly that makes you feel like, I can't believe you've said that after all the time you spent together?
The whole bed situation, that really irked me. The bed situation irked me. Oh, she was on top of me and I was like this. No, you weren't. Because I even said to him, like, you didn't, like, you could have literally said, like, Cynthia, don't. But he was like, no, I loved it. Do you know what I mean?
So but he really was intimate with you in there. Like, he wanted
to do all of this stuff. 100%. There was nothing stopping that boy. Like, if he wanted to stop, he could.
Post straddle, he went down and gassed about it to all the boys.
Yes. He was excited. So. Very excited. I remember walking into the bedroom and all the boys knew about it. And I was like,
wow.
And like, he was out there giggling. All the boys were giggling. Everyone was giggling because it was funny. It was fun. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, don't move like you didn't want it because you wanted it.
And back to the recoupling night. Obviously, you've just spoken about why you were so upset and why you cried.
Yeah.
Claudia, they're laughing at you.
Don't.
How'd you feel?
I'll be so real. I wanted to say something. I actually wanted to say something, but... I didn't want to feed into a stereotype. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I didn't, yeah. And also that's not how I am in real life either. Yeah. Like I'm not gonna be like, oh, like, I'm not gonna cause something for no
reason.
What
did you want to say?
I wanted to be like, what's so funny? Mm. And then even when I watched it back and she was asking him, was it deep? Mm-mm, I'm just sitting here for no reason. I'm standing here for no reason, upset. Of course it was deep. Mm. Obviously he's shaking his head that it wasn't deep because he's trying to get out of the situation that he's in. Mm. But yeah, of course it was deep. Like you're a big woman. You're of age. You've been around for a hot minute to know what's inappropriate and what's appropriate.
Yeah. Mm.
So when we had the girls chat and she wanted to apologize, I was like, okay. But me saying okay does not mean I'm accepting your apology. I don't accept your apology at all. I think it was rude. I think it was inappropriate. Even the way you guys talk about me after the fact, your apology then means nothing to me because you're still doing, you're still applying disrespect.
Yeah. So where do you, what you, so you see with Claudia, you're saying there's disrespect, like obviously when she laughed at you. Where do you think that that disrespect comes from?
From me to her thinking that I'm not a threat.
Yeah.
100%.
That's how it felt.
100%.
Because you got involved as well, didn't you?
Yeah. I felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I felt like, yeah, no.
But why do you feel like she would feel like you're not a threat?
Because she's Casey's type. Blonde hair, blue eyes. She's Casey's type. Then you've got me. Oh, okay. Probably not. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, it's obviously not that deep. He was probably just dipping his toe in just to have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
That's how it comes across to me, right? When really and truly, I think everyone can see there's chemistry there between me and Casey, that it was there.
I think that's a big thing for all the boys, to be honest, that it's all been portrayed as like we're sex.
Yeah.
We're just portrayed as these girls that come in as like sex and we're their distraction.
Yeah.
And then they go back to their wives.
Like we are human beings. Do you know what I mean? Like
their wives. That's a good analogy.
No,
actually.
It is. Yeah. No, fully. But it's like actually we come in and we have these really deep conversations and we get on really well and you know, it is deep. And also we're coming in there, we're not just, our motives aren't actually to come in there just to do that.
Exactly. Mm.
We're not coming in there to fuck with people. Exactly. We're coming in there because we actually want somebody.
Yeah.
We want to build a connection.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm 28 years old, honey. Yeah. Like I'm ready for a man.
Yeah.
Like, and that's why also I didn't fake it. Yeah. After Will and I ended, I could have been there moving mad.
Yeah,
like 100%. Like I said, me and Kai, you know, I could have been the one walking in there with Kai potentially. Mm. You have no idea. Did I try? No. Did I move mad after? No. Because I built a connection with somebody. I had feelings and I stuck with my gut.
Yeah.
Like people just portray us as this kind of
Casa girls.
Yeah. The Casa girls. You know? And we get very segregated, I think. Yeah.
Wow. So for movie night now, was there anything you feel like wasn't shown that the girls needed to see, basically?
I think,
or do you feel like the key bits were shown for both Will and for Casey?
I mean, for
what didn't we see? What didn't they see?
I think for Will in particular, it kind of gave, they did the whole Will's redemption, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They sorted Will right out with that.
Yeah.
Also, I've made it clear that the naughty comment under the covers and absolutely nothing happened there.
Yeah.
So that was also just kind of irrelevant to stir the pot, I guess. But there was more things I feel like that could have been shown to, like I was saying, to show the actual real connection side.
Yeah.
Maybe us like playing or like, you know, like just intimacy, that kind of part. But I don't mean like nice intimacy, not sexual intimacy.
Yeah.
Him saying he's drawn to me, him saying he's going to turn his head. Yeah. Things like that would have been, I don't know, more of a real sort of thing to show.
I agree.
Because, it was very much Will's redemption, I think. Yeah. And also, like, the boys saying that they've never seen Will like this.
Mm.
That would have been a good one.
And we didn't see the stuff of you and Shaq.
Mm. Didn't see anything.
Didn't see
so wait, let's recap
Shaq.
On that. Let's
didn't
recap
see anyone
on that.
With Shaq.
How was Shaq with you? Just
oh my
to recap
gosh,
on that.
Me and Shaq got on like a house on fire. Like we'd known each other for years.
You said that, yeah. Straight
like,
away,
belly laughing.
Really,
belly laughing off the jump. Off the jump.
Was he being flirtatious with you?
Shaq's a flirty person. Mm. He's a flirty person. Yeah. I feel in general he's a flirty person.
Mm.
I think he didn't really need to be flirty with me to have a good conversation with me. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, like, we just got on.
Yeah.
We just got on. Do you know what I mean? Like, whereas with his conversation with Layla.
Mm.
What was that conversation?
I am waiting for Shaq on the other side here, honey.
What was the conversation?
We had loads of conversations, but there was one in particular. I think it was the second night. I can't even remember at this point. Yeah. Where we were just talking about, I was kind of giving it to him because he was flirting with everyone. Yeah, all the girls were going on about how he was so flirty. And I just said to him, like, you know, you are flirting with every single girl. Yeah. Like, I'm not giving it to you. Like, that's not happening. And he kind of just stepped back and was like, do you know what? How open do you think I am? And I said, like, 70%. He was like, look, I'm that open for you, not the other girls, or something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So wait, to clarify, he said he was open to getting to know you.
Yeah.
How much percent?
Well, I said 70.
Yeah.
And he didn't disagree.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was the thing. And then he kept making some flirty comments and he looks into your eyes like he wants to eat you.
Yeah.
But it's sexy.
Yeah.
And he said something and I just remember being like, oh, you know, come ask me again later or something like that. Like, we'll see what happens later. Because I was still leaving it a bit open. I was like, do you know what? Let's see. I might go aside, like, have a think about it and then come back later on tonight and see where that goes. But then I just, like, ended up with Will again. So I didn't chat to him. But that, that was a thing.
Movie night. Is there anything that you wish Claudia saw?
I wish she would have seen him saying, like, you know, I'm happy that you shared a bed with me. I because that would have really, because he's basically lying about the bed situation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wish that they would have shown that, because if they would have shown that, she would have been like, what? Do you know what I mean? And I wish they would have shown him talking about how drawn to me he is, how I bring out this fun, energetic side to him and, you know, all that sort of stuff. I think, like you, like, I think it's the intimate stuff like that is better than just the kissing, because she already knew about the kiss.
Yeah, who cares about a kiss? Do you know
she already knew. Like, she made a comment last night, like, oh, that kiss was a lot more passionate that you let on to be. Of course it's going to be more
it's
passionate. Do you know what I mean?
It's a kiss.
But you knew about it, so it's irrelevant. Do you know what I mean? If anything, I would have wanted you to say, to have been shown the bed situation, like, oh yeah, like, I'm happy you shared a bed with me.
Or just a bit of the, like, real convo. Like, the real chat where you can see, oh, there is actually something.
Yeah, 100%.
Your feelings towards Olivia?
Liv, man. Liv. Do you know what I will say?
I'm fed up. I've had enough. I don't want her on my TV screen anymore. I don't want her on my TV screen. I've had enough. First of all, when we had the recoupling, right? When we were leaving, she was the first person to come up to me and say, like, oh my gosh, you're so beautiful. Like, I'm sad that you're going. I wish you would have, like, gotten picked, right? And I remember going to the girls, I was like, girls, do you know what? Liv's actually all right. Like, she's not too bad. Like, she said, like, you know, she's nice to me. Even during the recoupling, she asked me if I was okay. Like, she mouthed to me if I was okay. And I said, yeah, I'm fine, right? So I was like, yeah, like, I don't know where this perception, maybe it's just for TV, I don't know, right? Then I get to the United Kingdom, and people are telling me that she's been talking about me whilst I'm not, like, obviously I'm not there anymore, saying how I was making all these facial expressions to her that she expected
this
me to kick
mad.
Off. I'm thinking,
this is
first
mad.
Of all, why is my name in your mouth? And I'm not even there. Like, why? Just why? Like, if you want to stay relevant, stay relevant with what you've got going on. Don't start talking about my situation with Casey. Even the whole comment of, oh, I was expecting her to kick off more.
Don't.
Ooh, what do you think? What do you think she meant by that?
I think we all know what she meant by that. I think we all know what she meant by that. I don't even need to say it.
No.
I think we all know what she meant by that. Whether she comes out and she's like, no, I didn't mean it like that. You said what you said and you didn't stutter when you said it.
Like, why would you say that? Do you know what I mean?
So
for
me,
you not said it about Sammy.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So for me, when that reunion comes, she's the first person I've got questions for.
Really?
I'm going to hear her out, obviously.
What would you like to ask at the reunion?
Why is my name in your mouth?
Fine.
Why is my name in your mouth when I'm not there?
But you wanted to move.
Everyone's name is in your mouth. Even at movie night, it just went over their heads.
Yeah.
I was thinking, what? Like,
what?
I was so confused.
Like, what?
Yeah.
No. All the girls, I'm sorry. They're sat there linking arms. Do you know what I mean? She's literally yabbing on about how these girls are trash, basically.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
What do you think about her relationship with Maxwell and how she keeps on asking Kaya for an apology?
Kai, man. Him saying, do you know what? I will leave this villa before I apologise to you is so real.
It was when he threw his toast for me.
Yeah.
When he threw his toast, I said, no, I've never seen this man like that. No, he's done. He is finished. You know when someone's so kind and friendly,
he
and
is
like,
so finished.
He just had
I
enough.
I said, no, he's
had
enough.
Enough.
I've never seen him like
what?
That.
Do you know what? Olivia's one of them people, yeah. Olivia is one of them people that just, you know, it's like when you've got a scab.
Yeah.
And you just, it heals over and they just keep scratching at it. That's what she is. She's just so annoying. Like, I actually, honestly, like, if she was to come out and be like, that's so mean what you said. Yes, it was mean what I said. Yes, it was. Because you're annoying. You are annoying. Like, I don't understand. Even at the recoupling, when you're mentioning, oh, it's very telling that he's brought him.
Oh, my.
What do you mean?
That was
weird. Look who's standing next to you. Mm. What do you actually mean? Like, I don't know what thought process goes through in her brain, but it doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. It actually does not make any sense. You've brought someone back. Like Kai said, you've brought someone back. You're happy with that person. I'm happy with my person. Let's just settle and just enjoy our couples. I don't understand why it's such a problem. Why are you chasing an apology that you're never going to get?
But I don't understand. But the thing is, I can't even, this is what I don't understand, because I'm like, I can't even see a game plan with this, because it doesn't make any sense. So is she just like fully believing this stuff that she's saying?
Of course she is.
That is mad.
Of course she is. But it doesn't make any sense, but at this point, there's nothing in there that makes
nothing
any sense.
Nothing is making sense in that villa, I'm telling you.
And how are we feeling about this whole Tanya and Shaq? Shaq was crying.
No, don't. I love
I felt
Shaq.
Really bad.
Oh, man. I felt
heart.
For the guy. I felt
My
for
heart.
Him. I felt
yeah,
for him.
Yeah, and that was real. Yeah. We know the boy now as well. So
really?
We know that's real. Yeah.
Do you know what? Like, I was rooting, and I kind of still am rooting for Tanya and Shaq, but Tanya needs to put her ego aside and just humble herself to him if she wants him back. Because
but
she's
you know
being
what
quite hard-headed.
I see a woman, she has struggled with men before, and she's like, I am never going to be weak to a man ever in my life.
Yeah.
And I really, and it's quite sad to watch in a way, because I think they're made for each other. They're giving Davide and Ekin-Su. They are, I think, I want them to win. I want them to get through this, and I want them to win. Because I really rate him, and I really rate her.
It's just sad.
It is sad.
It's sad.
Wow.
Who else to win? Nobody.
What about Ron and Lana, no?
I keep forgetting about them.
I'm stop it. I'm screwed. Ron and Lana seem kind of... They seem like
they're
the front runners
good.
To kind of...
Yeah. They are. They
do you
are.
I mean? They're
they are.
Like... Yeah, they've had their... But, you know...
They're good.
What did you think
good.
Of their clips? Their movie night? Well, his movie night.
I don't think theirs was that... I don't know. I don't really think theirs was that deep.
Do you know what it was for me? And I... Obviously, with Ron egging on the boys, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But that's I remember, what guys do yeah, sometimes, this is though, the man. Thing. And like, I remember having a conversation with multiple conversations with Ron about the Casey situation. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, how's he feeling?
You and Ron got on really well.
Oh, yeah, me and Ron got on really, really well. Like, really, really well.
You did.
And I remember asking him, like, you know, what's the sitch with Casey? Like, let me know, da 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 da. And he was telling me, you know, Casey's into it. Like, he's into me, this, that, and the other. So when I had the girls' chat with Claudia, Jesse, and Sammy, Claudia goes to me, yeah, Ron said to me that he always knew that me and Casey were going to recouple. I'm thinking...
No, hold up a minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I was fuming.
Yikes.
I was fuming. So I've got words. I love Ron. I love Ron. I love Ron, right? But that... Yeah.
And well, Lana's sweet.
She's so sweet.
And stunning in real life.
Oh my God. When she walked out, I was thinking, damn girl, you so pretty.
She actually is stunning.
She's so pretty.
That shocked me the most. Yeah. She was
so pretty.
She was gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, sorry, I've just thought, can we talk about our good sis in Casa, who sadly was not given that much airtime? Can we talk about our good sis? Because there were posters going around.
Linda, man.
Saying Linda is missing.
Please.
Where is Linda? She's missing.
Please.
Can
second.
We just talk about our good sis? Like, I want more for her. I want more for
we
Linda.
We want more for Linda.
We want more for Linda.
That is what we want.
But, okay, what was she up to in the villa?
She was having conversations.
Linda
with who?
Was having a good
Ron
time.
And Shaq.
So did she have a connection? Because on
wouldn't say
TikTok,
a connection. I wouldn't say a connection. Okay. No. I wouldn't say a connection. And I spoke to her about this. I said that word connection that you're using is a big word in the villa. Like connection is like what me, Layla and Lydia had. Do you know what I mean? You just had loads of conversations with them. So we need to be careful with the words that we're using. And even she agreed. She was like, yeah, like, you know, I probably shouldn't have said that, connections, because that's, you're right, it's not true. I just had loads of conversations with them.
But equally, you know, Shaq is really flirty.
Yes.
And so he would have been doing the same thing with her. So she might have felt that was a connection, which, you know, completely understand.
Yeah.
He does make you feel really comfortable.
Yeah, no, he does. He does.
But yeah.
I want more for her, man.
No airtime for
Linda. We didn't see her.
Like, at all. I haven't watched it, like, back fully, but, like, not at all.
Her TikToks have been making me laugh, though.
Her
They've
TikToks
been jokes.
Have
They've been
killed
jokes.
Me. Her TikToks have
we love
killed
you, Linda.
Me. I need TikTok lessons from Linda.
Like,
she's smashing it.
Literally.
Queen of no airtime, but getting all the airtime now. Yeah.
Literally. And, oh, my gosh, your bakery business.
Oh, yes, my baking.
I'm
my
here
baking,
for it.
Baking,
so
yes.
Tell me about your business.
So my business is called Sinful Treats. Yeah. Obviously, my name is Cynthia, so Sin City. And I basically want you to overindulge and actually really enjoy having a cake or a cookie or a brownie and understand that it's okay to indulge in that. But yeah, I've been doing it for 3 years, but properly, like, I opened it 3 years ago, but properly, it's been the last year that, like, I've properly been really wanting more.
That's a good concept, because I feel like we're in this day and age, we're in diet culture, everyone wants to be extremely skinny, and like, oh my gosh, I can't eat. So actually, that's a really good concept.
Like, look, I'm a gym girl, but if I want a chocolate bar, I'm having that chocolate bar. It's okay to have a chocolate bar. Just don't owe, like, too much, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's okay to have a cookie or two. It's okay, do you know what I mean? It's okay to do that. And I think that's the misconception when it comes to those sort of things. But I want you to overindulge in your cakes and your cookies and your brownies and all that sort of sweet stuff.
And also, I feel like it, do you know what I mean? We want to be able to, like, go out instead of just like, oh, let's go to pub, have a drink. Why don't we go to, you know, Sinful Treats? And
exactly.
Yeah. It's nice.
So the goal one day is to actually open, like, a little bakery. Like, you see how you've got, like, all the girls and all that stuff.
Good,
I actually want one that just says, like,
big up girls, by the way.
Yeah,
big
girls.
Up girls.
Yep, girls is
popular. We love girls.
They're everywhere.
Yeah,
oh,
they
gosh.
Are. Yeah, yeah.
But that's what I want for Sinful. I want to be able to have people come in and, you know, enjoy their experience in there. That's what I want. Yeah.
Cool. So what's next for you both as well? Like, are you going to be influencing on our social medias? What's the plan for you guys? Obviously, you've just said as well.
Yeah.
Well, me and my big mouth would like to take my big mouth further, to be honest. I want to go back to TV. I would love to go back on Love Island, you know.
Same.
Well,
I'm not going to lie.
You know,
same.
The All Stars is coming
same.
Up soon.
Yeah. Put me back in there. I'm still looking for my man, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before I'm 30, please.
Have you had any DMs, interesting DMs from any interesting people? Any ex-Islanders been sliding in there, maybe?
Do you know what is interesting to me? And yes, ex-Islander, Coco.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah.
We love Coco.
We love Coco.
Yeah.
So I'm seeing her next week. But
good.
No, I've had a couple of messages, like, and I'm loving that I'm being compared to Tanyelle and Zara. I think that's sick.
Mm. Yeah.
Love them.
They're great.
Love
They're great
them.
Women, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. So, yeah. But
good.
RE boys, I'm going to keep my lips sealed.
Look.
OV, please DM me.
Ovi, you know what to do. But girls, I loved you in Casa Amor. And I can't wait to follow your journeys.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for joining me on
Thanks
the show.
Thank you for having us.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.